Coach Gentry, 65-35 win for Scott City tonight. It wasn't pretty for long as the time tonight, but it was kind of one of those gutted-out performances.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty at all for the remainder of the game, you know, from the start to the end. It was pretty ugly, you know, as far as, you know, our guys coming out and playing with any kind of intensity. You know, I thought they warmed up. They had a good warm-up. It was a little shortened, but, you know, for whatever reason it was, we came out, we were a little flat. We didn't rotate very well on defense. And, you know, credit Goodland. You know, they came out and, you know, they fought hard. Their young kids played hard, and they were aggressive. They didn't back down. So, you know, give them a lot of credit.
And it seemed like the tempo really in the early stages of this ball game was in Goodland's favor. You could tell that they just kind of wanted to take the air out of the basketball.
Oh, yeah. You know, and we knew that. We knew coming in that they wanted to shorten the game, you know, and you know, take, you know, a minute and a half off the clock each possession. And, you know, we let them. And when we didn't play good defense, they capitalized on it, and they got some easy buckets right there. But, you know, our guys have to do a better job of rotating as a team. You know, we'll have one or two guys that are trapping in the backside of it. It's not really rotating very well. You know, for the last three or four games, I'd probably say that. But, you know, we definitely have some things to work on. And, you know, you win by 30 and you're still sitting here thinking that you played pretty poorly. So, you know, I guess that's a good thing.
Once again, assistant coach Brian Gentry joining us here post-game. Scott City winning it by the count at 65-35. And it was kind of more a lot of different players getting in the scoring here tonight. Chance Yeager gets into double figures, 11. He looked good in that fourth quarter. 9 points sparked Scott City in that fourth quarter. Dylan Hutchins had some big threes in the ball game, really, when Scott City were trying to get some points in the ball game tonight.
Yeah, Dylan did a great job hitting a couple of big threes for us to kind of spread that lead out and kind of give us that room. You know, I thought he did a pretty good job actually tonight, putting the ball on the ground and getting into the paint a couple of times for some kickouts. You know, anytime he gives us a little bit of that, it makes him tougher to guard, you know, because you can't just fly out there on him as a shooter. So with Chance, yeah, he definitely hit a couple of big shots, and then he penetrated in there and hit the little pull-up jump shot, which I thought was nice. You know, and he got after it defensively, so we need more guys to kind of fall in line with that and get going.
Well, as weird as it was, it's hard to believe scoring around 60-some points, 60 or 65, your six players that scored prior to the last two, Drake McCray and Matthew Jenkins, they all had at least 7 points. And 60 points, it was hard to believe that, how Scott City has really scored throughout the year.
Yeah, we've been able to score the ball at a pretty high rate. So we knew coming in, you know, with them trying to run that grinded out tempo, you know, we kind of knew that there was a chance that, you know, the game would kind of feel like that. And it did, you know, that they did grind it out. And, you know, when we had the ball, I thought our offense actually wasn't too bad. You know, some of the usual suspects didn't put the ball in the basket like they usually do. But, you know, it's nice to know that when they don't, we have other guys that can step up and do it.
Interesting thing about tonight's game as well here. You had Scott City closing out their league schedule, at least a share of the league title, depending on how the Holcomb-Hugoton game ends up here. But also, Scott City, 21 straight home conference wins dating back to 2010, and the closest out of those was the one last week against Holcomb at 11 points out of all those.
Yeah, you know, we've had the support of, you know, the luck of having, you know, great crowds in here, especially for big games. You know, they get pretty amped up, and our guys feed off of that. So, yeah, you know, we'll just keep that run going for as long as we can. You know, it's definitely something that, you know, you can have and you can think about it. And, you know, it's something good to hear about. And it's kind of a tribute to our guys right there, you know, for how hard they play and how hard they work at practice every day. So, yeah, try to keep that going next year.
Well, we know for sure it's going to be Russell next Tuesday night. A different team. We won't see. It'll be all new teams for us next week, beginning sub-states. And I guess that's kind of nice in a way. And it'll be Russell coming here and get that home game on the first round of sub-state.
Yeah, get Russell to show up and see what they're all about. We've got some film on them, so we've already been looking at them a little bit, and then checking out, you know, the rest of the competition that we have in the sub-state. It's going to be a tough one. You know, it's definitely one of the probably the, you know, the tougher sub-states. You know, it's definitely one of the ones that are getting the most attention with all those teams in there. You know, so it should be a pretty fun atmosphere, and our guys are going to have to come to play. I mean, they know that, and they, you know, typically get pretty amped up and play their best against big games, you know, against big teams.
All right, assistant coach Brian Gentry joining us here postgame. Scott City winning it tonight 65-35. And, Coach, always enjoy the time here, and we'll, I guess, see you again next week.
All right, sounds good, Al.